Hare Krishna, I welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Thank you all so much for joining us today. And today we are very, very fortunate to have our dear Kirtira Sundari Mataji back. And she will be discussing on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, Adukanda, chapter 7, verse 31 onward. Over to you, Mataji. Thank you so much. A very beautiful association and inspiration.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pupu Vilasini Mataji, for your warm welcome. Thank you, each and every one of you, for joining us today in this session of Chaitanya Bhagavat and this mid-morning session. So before I start, I just want to ask whether I'm audible. Is there any noise you can feel, or fan, of anything? Then please let me know.
I think this is good, Mataji. I don't see any major issues.
Okay, fine. And if somehow, because this is India, you know, if internet or something happens, just call me, okay, or just text me on my WhatsApp.
Sure.
Okay, so thank you all so much for joining. Thank you for your very, very wonderful association. I was the one who was missing all these sessions all these while, but hopefully I'll be regular now onwards. So we'll start our Chaitanya Bhagavat, and we'll start with the Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunath Thamvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakham vitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namastute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vishvanu sute devi pranamami hari priye panchatattvatatkam krishna bhakta rupam swarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakhyam namami bhakta shaktikam namam vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschata deshatarine Vanchakalpatarupascha Kripasindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Adi Gauri Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Bhadevya Chavisundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadatau Sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayataksau Vishwambharau dijavarau yugadharma palau Vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau Jayati jayati deva krishna chaitanya chandro Jayati jayati kirti stasya nitya pavitra Jayati jayati bhritya stasya vishveshva mutir Jayati jayati nityam tasya sarva priyanam Mukham karoti vachalum pangam langayate girim yat kripahatam hum vande shi guru dinatarinam guruve gaurachandraya radhikaya tarayaya krishnaya krishna vataya tarayaya Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So again, thank you all so much for joining. So we will be reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, and we are on chapter number 7. And today we'll start with text number 31. So again, before starting, I would seek all your prayers, your blessings, your wishes, so that I can speak something relevant from this topic, which may be heart transforming from all of us, including myself. So please shower all your prayers, blessings, and wishes. Vancha kalpa dhrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo cha patita nam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So let me just share my screen and then we can start. I hope everyone can see the screen. So we are on text number 31. So let's do a little bit of what we were reading in this entire week on this chapter. So in this chapter, Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing about Vishwaroop. So Vishwaroop was the elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the context is that Vishwaroop was really very, very upset seeing the condition of all the Navadvip Vasis. They were mocking on the devotees. They were making fun of the Bhagavatam. They were making fun of Bhagavad Gita. And they were making fun of even devotional service. So we see text number... if we see text number 26, the teachers wasted their lives in useless arguments. So people in those days, though they know about Bhagavad Gita, it's not that they were not aware of Bhagavad Gita, though they were aware of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but that awareness was not on to the point of establishing Krishna as the Supreme or in the point of establishing devotional service to be the Supreme. People of the world had not even heard the name Bhakti. And like Prabhupada always used to say that, you know, there is a pastime when one devotee came to Prabhupada and he said, oh, I memorized everything. All 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita I have memorized. They are in my throat and if you want, I can just share and I can just speak. Prabhupada said, what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? And he didn't know the essence of Bhagavad Gita is devotional service unto Lord Sri Krishna or to establish the supremacy of Krishna. So if we don't know the essence, then what's the point of mugging up all those verses? I mean, we don't know the meaning or we don't know the context of it. Same here was the condition of all the Navadvip Vasis. They were great pandits. They were great teachers. Navadvip was known to be the place of scholar people. You know, they were very, very learned, very, very well acquainted with all the various kinds of scriptures. But they have not even heard the name of Bhakti. So what's the point of doing all that? So they were always engaged in some or the other useless arguments. And seeing the condition, you know, like we read in the previous chapters where Vrindavan Das Thakur was explaining that how seeing the condition of all these people who were engaged in all the kinds of karma khandas and all those nonsensical things, but they were not at all know about bhakti or devotional service. And then Advaita Acharya was feeling so despondent and then he cried out for the Supreme Lord to please appear and deliver these people. Same here, this Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop was also feeling so much despondent, so much dejected with all these people who were simply wasting their lives in all these useless arguments. And thus what happened, in such distress, Vishwaroop considered, I will not look at the face of these materialistic people. Rather, I will go to the forest. So seeing the condition, even Vishwaroop decided that he should accept renounced order of life. In his mind, he has actually made up his mind to take sannyas, to renounce this world and just go to the forest. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling that how he felt so much dejected than what he did. You know, when we also feel so much despondent, so much frustrated in our materialistic life, then what is the solution? And here Vrindavan Das Thakur himself is giving the solution that what Vishwaroop did, what he did. Usha kale Vishwaroopa kari ganga snana advaita sabhaya ashihaya upasthana. So what Vishwaroop did, this is the dinacharya, this is the daily routine of Vishwaroop that has been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, is that Usha kale means in the morning. Morning time, Vishwaroop will go to take Ganga snan, will to take Ganga, bath in Ganga. And then Advaita upasthana, then he would go to the house of Advaita Acharya. who was in Navadvip at that time. So Advaita Acharya has two homes. One was in Navadvip and another was in Shantipur. So he would go to the house of Advaita Acharya, and there all the other group of people, handful of the people who were devotees of Krishna, they were there and they would discuss Krishna Katha. So that is the solution even for us. When we feel so much frustrated from this materialistic way of life, then what we should do is we should search for some Krishna Katha. We should search for some association where we can hear some Krishna Katha. We can involve ourselves in Krishna Katha. Now, sometimes we are away from temple. We don't have temple close by. So it's hard to find the association of devotees, of like-minded devotees who can discuss Krishna Katha, who can fire us, who can inspire us. In that case, you know, some or the other, we have to try to find and keep ourselves in the association of devotees. Either we can hear some online classes, and of course, Bhakti Sangha is there for all of us. So, you know, in this way we can involve and get always be absorbed in hearing Krishna Katha. And that's what Vishwarup did. He was feeling so much upset. You know, he was very upset seeing the condition of all these Navadvip Vasis. So what he did, Advaita Sabhaya, you know, in the assembly of Advaita Acharya, and there were so many people like Haridas Thakur and Shukalamba Brahmachari, and there was Shivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya. So there was a couple of handful of devotees who were very, very, you know, into Krishna consciousness, who were into bhakti. So Vishwarup would take their association. So every morning Vishwarup would take bath and then go to the gathering at Advaita Acharya's house. Sarva Shastre Vakhena Krishna Bhakti Sara Shuneya Advaita Sukhe Karena Hunkara. And at that time Vishwarup would discuss the devotional service to Krishna is the essence of all scriptures. So they will discuss various scriptures and then they will take out the sar, the cream, the essence of all those scriptures. And what is the essence of all those scriptures is devotional service to Krishna. And we all know that this is actually is the question when the Bhagavatam starts. So Bhagavatam starts with what? The questions that were put forward by the sages of Naimi Sharanya, which was headed by Shaunakadi Rishi. So they are six questions. Many of you must know about it. So the six questions that they asked from Suta Goswami, the first question is that what is good for the people in general? And then second question is, what is the essence of all scriptures? So this was the second question that was asked by the sages of Naimi Sharanya. And there also, Suta Goswami establishes the point that what is the parodharma, what is the supreme occupation of a person, what is good for the people in general, is savai pumsa parodharma yada bhaktir adhokshaje ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. That one should do devotional service unto Lord Shri Krishna. And that devotional service should be ahituki, and it should be apratiyata. Ahituki means without any hetu, without any cause, without any motivation. So it should be causeless, it should be unmotivated. And apratiyata, it should be continuous, it should be uninterrupted. That kind of devotional service is the parodharma, is the supreme occupation of the people in general. And then the second question they asked is that what is the essence of all the scriptures? So what is the essence of all scriptures is Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. That is was the essence of all scriptures. That is to devotional service unto who? Unto Lord Vasudeva, unto Lord Krishna. Then what will happen? Janati Ashu Vairagyam. Quickly, immediately, one will get Vairagya and one will get knowledge. Jnanam Chayat Ahitukam, and that jnanam which is again causeless, which is ahitukam. So this was the Bhagavatam, right? And the same here Vishwarup also established that devotional service to Krishna as the essence of all scriptures. Vedischa sarve aham eva vedyo. Krishna says of all the Vedas, if I am not to be known, then there is no use of reading the Vedas or understanding the Vedas. So he also established the same thing, that bhakti, that devotional service to Krishna, is the essence of all the scriptures. And on hearing this explanation, shuniya advaita sukhe karena hunkara, and Advaita Acharya, when he would hear such wonderful explanations from the lotus mouth of Vishwarup, who is none other than Lord Balaram or Nityananda, he would he would roar in happiness. He will just roar in happiness, in bliss. And then from today's verse, actually starts from today's, but just want to set up the context. So what Advaita Acharya did, Puja Chadi Vishwarupe Dhari Karakole Ananda Vaishnava Sava Hari Hari Bole. And at that time, Advaita Acharya, Puja Chadi, he would just leave his deity worship. So we all know that what was actually, they were the three stalwart devotees. One was Advaita Acharya, another was Shivas Thakur, and third one was Haridas Thakur. So these three ones, they all have their own ways of pleasing the Supreme Lord. Because all three of them, they were very, very morose, seeing the condition of all the Navadvipasis. That how scholarly they are, but they are so oblivious of the name of bhakti. They don't know anything about bhakti. So they were very, very upset, and they were calling on to the Supreme Lord that you only please come and please help these people, liberate these people. And all three of them have a different method. Like Advaita Acharya, he used to worship his Shaligram worship, Shila. So he used to have Narsimha Shaligram Shiva and Narsimha Shaligram Shila, and he would worship. So he was involved in deity worship. And Shivas Thakur, along with all his brothers, would go to Ganga. So he would worship Ganga Devi, and he would call on to the Supreme Lord. And Haridas Thakur, we all know, he was Namacharya. So his way of worship is only japa, that is chanting of the holy names. So as soon as Vishwarup came and he discussed the essence of all these scriptures, Puja Chadi Vishwarupa Dhari Kari Khole, Advaita Acharya would leave his deity worship and would just go and embrace, Vishwarup. Ananda Vaishnava Sabha, and all the other Vaishnavas would be blissful, would be so happy seeing Advaita Acharya and Vishwarup embracing together, and they all will just call out Hari 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 Bol Hari Bol. So this way they will call out, they will chant happily, they will chant Hari Hari. Now here there is a very, very important lesson, that how Advaita Acharya, he left his deity worship to embrace Vishwarup. Now, this is very, very important lesson. Sometimes when we are involved in deity worship and some Vaishnavas come, we always tend to complete our deity worship. And then when we go to, greet that Vaishnava. But that's not the Vaishnava etiquette. As per Vaishnava etiquette, Advaita Acharya is teaching us that what we should do. That he left his deity worship, he greeted Vishwarup, he embraced him, he welcomed him, and then, he can carry on to his deity worship. And that's how should be our mood. So when we are doing deity worship, and if we happen to see some Vaishnava or some Vaishnava happens to come to our home, then we should just fold our hands, pay our obeisances, and leave our deity worship. We should go immediately, welcome that Vaishnava, greet that Vaishnava nicely, offer him some seat, offer some water, and make him or her comfortable, and then we can carry on our deity worship and complete it and come back, and then we can talk to that Vaishnava. That's how we should do. Because Krishna says is that those who directly worship me, they are actually not my devotees, but those who worship my devotees, they are actually my devotees. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhaktas chane jana, mad bhakta naam cha me bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamataha. That those who worship me are actually not my devotees, but those who worship my devotees, those who are servant of my devotees, are actually my devotees. So this is also the verdict of Lord Shri Krishna. So we should also follow the same footsteps, that if something happens, and sometimes, you know, even if in the altar, if in the temple, you know, in temple, you cannot just leave the deity worship. If you are doing the deity worship, and if some senior Vaishnavas come or some Maharaj happens to come, then at least from altar, acknowledge their presence. Just don't keep on, we should not keep on doing our deity worship. We should at least acknowledge their presence, bow our head, you know, manasik obeisances we can pay, and then we can carry on to this deity worship. Actually, this happens with me also one time. I was doing the noon aarti in Radha Golokananda temple, and nobody... Normally noontime, nobody is there because it was a weekday, it was Thursday, and nobody comes in the temple during noon aarti. So I was simply, you know, there was bhajan that was playing on in my mobile, and I have kept it aside, and continuously that bhajan was going on, Hare Krishna Mahamantra was going on, and I was simply engrossed in deity worship. Suddenly, out of nowhere, I didn't know that that was going to happen, but suddenly His Holiness Veer Krishna Goswami Maharaj came there. He's a GBC of Radha Golokananda temple. Now I was in such a condition where I cannot leave this deity worship, but then same thing, you know, as being instructed to be by my seniors, I did the same thing. I just acknowledged His presence. I looked at Him. I bowed my head. I offered Him obeisances, manasik, because on altar you cannot, you should not actually pay obeisances. And then He also smiled, and He just told me that you just carry on. You know, with His permission, I then carried on my deity worship, and He just took darshan and He left. So this is how, you know, these are the etiquettes that are being taught to us by these wonderful acharyas. So here also, Advaita Acharya, he left his deity worship. He was worshipping his Narasimha Saligram Shila. He left his, he embraced Vishwaroop, and all the Vaishnavas were very happy, and they chanted Hari Hari. Krishna Anande Bhakta Gana Kare Simhanad Karo Chitte Ari Nahi Spuraya Vishan. And then in the ecstasy, Krishna Ananda, in that bliss of Krishna consciousness, all the devotees, they, what did they? Simhana, they all roared like lion. Like, and Karo Chitta Ara Nahi Spurai Vishad. And there was no longer Vishad, no longer any lamentation was there in the heart. Why? Because they all chanted loudly, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And in a very happily, in a very blissful way, they all acknowledged His presence, and they all chanted Krishna's name. So naturally, when you chant Krishna's name, the vishad, the lamentation that is there in one's heart just simply goes away. And that's one of the reasons we already discussed, that why our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Gaura Hari. Hari means lion, and Gaura means golden. So he is our golden lion. So when we chant His name, then all the anarthas, then when lion, when he shout, when he roars in the jungle, what happens? All the small animals, they flee away. Similarly, all the small animals, all the anarthas in the form of animals that are there in the heart of us, when we chant Krishna's name, when we roar Hari Bol in a very loud way, then what happened? All the anarthas go away. That means all the lamentation goes away from one's heart. So Krishna consciousness is very, very blissful. It's just, we need to understand it. And as Prabhupada used to say, it's simple for the simple-hearted people, and it is complex for all those complex people. Some people say, oh, just, you know, what is this? You know, just chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you will be liberated. What about those tapasvis, those yogis, those people who do so many yajnas? You know, what are they doing? You know, you are just saying that simply chanting Hare Krishna will liberate you from the cycle of birth and death, which is so insurmountable, you just cannot cross this samsara ocean, you know. But how come just by chanting, you just go away from this cycle, you just get liberated from this cycle of birth and death? People, they question. Why? Because they don't understand. They want something complex to do. You know, they just don't feel. Like, for example, if somebody goes to a doctor and has a very, very big stomach problem, and doctor says, oh, don't worry, you know. And he feels that there is something in my stomach, some major problem is going on, and I want some big solution. And when he goes to the doctor, and doctor says, well, it's the summertime, you know, you have some indigestion, so there is no need to worry. Just take some lemon and some salt and some water, and that's it, you'll be fine. So the person doesn't believe. Why? Because he said, oh, I came all the way, took appointment, and you know, spent so much of money to come to you. I just took leave from my office just to come to you to ask for some remedies, and here you are giving me some lemon water to drink. It's not, you know, they don't just believe it. They want something major, some medicine, some injections. They don't come to the point that what doctor is saying is true. Similarly, those who are really complex minded, they don't understand that simply by chanting Krishna's name, we can be liberated from this birth and death. They don't have that faith, right? So we should have that faith that just by chanting, we can cross this cycle of birth and death. After all, this Kali Yuga is actually, the Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga is Nam Sankirtan, right? So they also roared loudly like lions, and then what happened? All the vishad, all the lamentation that was there in their heart, it just went away. Vishwarupa chhadi ke ha nahi aaya ghare, Vishwarupa nai aashe na aapana mandire. Then the devotees had no desire to leave Vishwarup's association, to go home. Nor did Vishwarup had any desire to leave them, because Vishwarup also wanted the association of like-minded devotees. So whenever we are in the association of like-minded devotees, what happened? Time simply flies. We don't even understand that, oh, 1 hour is past, that I've been hearing Krishna Katha from this exalted devotee. You know, we get that feeling. Why? Because we are so much happy. We are so much blissful. We forget about all that is happening to us in the materialistic world. We forget all those. But once we are in the association of like-minded devotees, we always get engrossed in Krishna Katha and we feel so blissful. We don't even feel hungry. We don't even wait for prasadam. We don't even want that, you know, the Krishna Katha should stop. How blissful it is. Same was the condition. They all were like-minded devotees. Those were handful of devotees in the entire Navadvip. And they were so like-minded, and they were discussing Krishna Katha, devotional service, chanting and pastimes of Krishna, that they don't desire just to leave each other's association. But then what happened? Randhana kariya shachi bole vishwara vishwabhare tomara agrajagiya anaha satware. Randhana kariya, randhana means cooking. In the pastime of Brahman, when he came to Jagannath Mishra, at that time also we came across this word, when he was constantly cooked 3 times, but our Gaura Gopal came and he took away his offering. So Randhana Kariya, when Sachi Mata, when she completed her cooking, she called to Vishambara, that is to our Nimai. Tomara Agraja. Agraja, Agra means elder, right? And Ja means Janma, one who has taken birth before you. That means Agraja, right? And the younger brother is known as Anuja, and the elder brother is known as Agraja. So she is telling that Tomara Agraja Giya, your brother has gone. Go quickly, call and bring your brother. Mayara Adesha Prabhu Advaita Sabhaya Ashine Agrajara Labhara Chalaya. Mayara Adesha, just getting the instructions of his mother, Prabhu, the Supreme Lord, our Nimai, he went to the house of Advaita Acharya. On the order of his mother, the Lord came to the house of Advaita Acharya. Ashine Agrajarele Labhaya Chalaya, just to call his brother, that come, let's go, Mother Shachi is calling us. Ashiya dekhena Prabhu Vaishnava Mandala Anyone Karena Krishna Kathana Mangala. Now, when our dear Nimai came to that sabhat, came to that assembly in the house of Advaita Acharya, then Ashiya Dekhena Prabhu, seeing the beauty, Ashina dekhena Prabhu Vaishnava Mandala, Supreme Lord, our Nimai, he saw entire Vaishnavas, that all the Vaishnavas are sitting and they are discussing Krishna Katha. Anyone Karena Krishna Katha Mangala, and they were discussing the topics of Krishna Katha. And the topics of Krishna Katha are always auspicious. They are very, very auspicious. And then what happened? Apana prastava shuni shri gaura sundara sabare karena shubha drishti manohara. Apana prastava shuni. What he saw, what Nimai saw, was that all the Vaishnavas were engaged in discussing the topics of Lord Shri Krishna. But our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? He is non-different from Lord Shri Krishna. Radha Krishna nahi anya, right? Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna nahi anya. So he is Krishna himself. So apana prastava, hearing his own glories. Why? Because they were discussing glories of Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. So apana prastava, seeing, hearing his own glories, shuni Gaurasundara. Gaurasundara was hearing his own glories. And sabara karena shubha drishti manohara. And then while listening to his own glories, he was casting his merciful glance on everybody. So again, this is very, very important, that Mahaprabhu casting his sidelong glance on everybody. And everybody includes Advaita Acharya also. So this is the point that we have to understand, that there is a famous bhajan, right? Radha Kripa Kataksh. Munindar Vrande Vandite Triloka Shok Harini Prasanna Vakra Pankajani Kunjabhu Vilasini Vrajendra Bhanu Nandini Vrajendra Shunu Sangate Kadakarishasi Hamam Kripa Kataksh Bhajanam. So here in this Radha Kripa Kataksh, what Lord Shiva, this is the entire glorification by Lord Shiva. And he is glorifying Srimati Radharani. And he is telling that I want your merciful glance. You know, Kada Karishyasi Hamam, when will that day be mine when you will cast your merciful glance on me? The sidelong merciful glance on me. This way Lord Shiva was praying to Srimati Radharani, and he composed this entire Ashtakam of Radha Kripa Kataksh. And same here we'll see. Now he was praying, Lord Shiva was praying to Srimati Radharani, and now Srimati Radharani's mood is being taken by Krishna, and he came as Gaurasundar. So the same Radharani in the form of Gaurasundar now presenting her sidelong glance onto all the Vaishnavas, and including Advaitacharya, who is non-different from Lord Shiva. So you are able to connect the dots, that what Lord Shiva was praying to Srimati Radharani came true when Lord Shiva came as Advaitacharya and Srimati Radharani and Krishna came as Gaurasundar. So here, now Sri Gaurasundar is glancing mercifully on all the Vaishnavas, even on Advaita Acharya. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur is, you know, he is getting maddened, because now he wants to glorify Nimai, that how Nimai was looking. He was not wearing any clothes. He was wearing the clothes of 10 directions, means he was naked, and he was Digambara. And now he is beautifying, he is just describing the beauty of our dear Nimai. Prati ange nirupama lavedara simma koti chandra nahe eka nakhera upama. Prati ange, every limb, each and every limb of our Nimai was nirupama. Upama means kisi ke saath tulna karna, to compare. Nirupama means when it negates, means there is, it was incomparable. There was kisi uski matlab Mahaprabhu ki jo beauty hai, Mahaprabhu ka jo saundarya hai, uski kisi ke saath tulna nahi ki ja sakti. Right? It was surpassing every, all the beauty of this entire world. It was surpassing, it was topmost, it was incomparable. Prati ange nirupama lavanya sim. Lavanya means the beauty. was surpassing, his beauty was surpassing the beauty of everything. Koti Chandra nahi eka nakhera upama. Koti Chandra, and even millions of moons cannot be compared with just one toenail of Mahaprabhu. Just one toenail of Mahaprabhu. So imagine, how beautiful is our Nimar. And in this regard, I was just remembering that how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Madhya Leela, he describes that how Krishna's, the whole body has 24 and a half moons. You must have heard it before during our Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, that he has 24 and a half moons. And how 24 and a half? He compares the 10 fingernails, the 10 fingernails, they are compared to as 10 moons, right? And then 10 toenails, they are also compared to as 10 moons. So 10 plus 10, 20 moons. And then left cheek is compared to as full one moon. And then right cheek is also compared to as full one moon. So 10 plus 10, 20 plus 2, 22. Then full face is also compared to as moon, as like we say Krishna Chandra or Gaura Chandra, right? So it is compared to as full moon. So 23. Then 24th is the spot of sandalwood paste that is there on the forehead of Krishna or our Nimai, that is the full moon, that is also one moon. So there are 24. Now half is the half forehead. The half forehead, the forehead actually is known as compared to as half moon. So this way it is 24 and a half moons that is being described. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's also is the same thing. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described that how Mahaprabhu's face is also the whole body, there are 24 and a half moons in the body of Mahaprabhu. So here also it's saying that even millions of moons, now Vrindavan Das Thakur is going one step ahead of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he's saying not one moon compared to one toenail. What Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was comparing one moon to one toenail, right? So 10 toenails means 10 moons. But what he is saying, that millions of moons, Koti Chandra, can also not be compared to one toenail. So this way, he is describing the beauty. Vrindavan Das Thakur is going multiple steps ahead of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Digambara Sarva Anga. So he is Digambara. He was standing naked. And Dhulaya Dushara. And he was all covered with the dust. Dust of Navadvip, the dham. Hasiya agraja pratikarena utara, and Vishvambara smiled and then spoke to his elder brother. So our dear Nimai, he smiled, and what he spoke to Vishwarup, bhojana aisha bhai takaya janani agraja vasana dhari chalaya apani. My dear brother, please come to eat. Mother is calling you. Pojana Aisha Bhai Takaya Janani. Our Janani, our mother Shachi is calling you to eat because the bhojan is ready. The entire cooking is being done. Agraja Vasana Dhari Chalaya Apani. And what he did? He then caught hold of Vishwarup's dhoti and he just grabbed him. He said, okay, now let's go. And he made him follow to home. So this way, our Nimai took Vishwarup to home. Dekhi samohana rupa sarva bhakta gana sthagita haiva sabhe khare nirekshana. Very, very beautiful words. That dekhi se mohana rupa, seeing that mohan roop, seeing that enchanting face, enchanting body of Nimai, sarva bhakta gana, the entire devotee, the assembly of devotees who were sitting there, sthagita haiya, they got just stunned. And they were simply, without blinking their eyes, they were looking the beauty of our Nimai. Sthagita haiya, they got stunned and they were simply staring at the beauty of Nimai. Sabhe kare nirikshana. Nirikshana means, in Hindi we say like, achche se dekh lena. So they were basically seeing the beauty of our Nimai. and they were stunned seeing the beauty of Nimai. So here also we get a lesson here that when we go to the temple and see the deities, so we should be very, very grateful that deities, that first of all, Krishna is so merciful that he appeared in the form of deities just for us, so that we can have a glimpse of him, so that we can see him. So when we should go in the temple, we should spend some time. We should spend some time seeing the beauty of Krishna, seeing Krishna's lotus feet, how beautifully well painted they are, how well decorated they are. Then Krishna's beautiful anklets, then Krishna's thighs, and then his dhoti, and then his waist. That how beautiful the cloth is there, how beautiful the waist belt is there. Then Krishna's deep navel, and then Krishna's very, very broad chest and his thin waist. Then his beautiful chadar, then what armlets he is wearing, what bangles he is wearing, then on his fingers, what beautiful jewel studded rings are there, and then Krishna's beautiful flute, and then Krishna's conch neck, which has three lines, and then Krishna's broad shoulders, and on that, those broad shoulders, there is a beautiful chadar that is there on Krishna. That chadar is also so, so beautiful. And then Krishna's smiling face, his lips, his lotus eyes, his merciful glance, his ears, his makara kundala, then his tilak, and on tilak that entire sandalwood paste dot is there, which is compared to that moon, and finally his beautiful turban, and then his peacock feather. How well decorated Krishna is. And same here with Srimati Radharani. When we go to the temple, we should spend some time, we should see the beauty of Krishna, we should appreciate. And you know, it's not just go and say Hare Krishna Mahamantra and just pray and give your long list and just come back. Even if not presenting long list, but at least just go and just pay the obeisances, say Hare Krishna Mahamantra and come back. No, that's not should be the day. We should spend some time seeing the beauty of Krishna, starting from his lotus feet to his head, to his turban. And that's how even those who were present there in the assembly, in the house of Advaitacharya, they were seeing that beautiful, enchanting form of Nimai, and they got stuck, they got simply stunned seeing Nimai with his entire body covered with that Navadvip dust. Samadhira praya hayache bhakta gane krishne rakathana karuna aisha vadane. The devotees practically entered samadhi. Samadhira, they were practically entered samadhi, and they were unable to speak even about Krishna. So krishnera kathana karuna aisha vadane, they don't even feel like discussing the topics of Krishna. Why? Because Sakshat Krishna was standing in front of them. So they were all stunned. They were into their samadhi dasha. They practically entered samadhi, and now they don't even feel like speaking. They were speechless, and they were simply stunned seeing the beauty of Nimai. So see how beautiful Vrindavan Das Thakur has also entered into that entire pastime and has got mad and describing the beauty of our dear Nimai. प्रभु देखी भक्त मोहा स्वभावे हाया वीना अनुभावे योदासेरा चित्तलाया. प्रभु देखी सिंह निमाय सिंह द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड भक्त मोहा स्वभावी हया द ऑल द डिवोटीज दे वर ओवरवेल्म्ड सिंह द ब्यूटी ऑफ निमाय. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that this is swabhav of devotee, this is the intrinsic nature, this is the nature of a devotee. Then the devotee becomes overwhelmed when he see the Supreme Lord, when he or she see the Supreme Lord. Then Veena Anubhavayo, without even realizing, devotees without even realizing their own identity, Dasera Chittalaya, Krishna simply steal away the hearts of the devotees. So how merciful Krishna is. Let's spend some time on this verse, because it's a very, very beautiful purport and very, you know, important to understand also that our dear divine, his divine grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada has written the purport to this verse. So we should spend some time and understand. So that, let's first understand the translation, that devotees by nature, swabhava, that is the swabhava, that is the nature of the devotees, that when they see the form of the Supreme Lord, they become overwhelmed, right? And even before the devotees realized his identity, here realizing the identity means realizing his Siddh Swarup, realizing his one Swarup Siddhi, who one is in the spiritual world. Without even coming to that stage of realizing one's own spiritual condition or realizing one's own spiritual deha in the spiritual world, Krishna steals the heart. Krishna doesn't wait that one should come to that Radha Noga Bhakti and one should excel that also. And then, you know, through our own sadhana, we understand who am I in the spiritual world by the mercy of the spiritual master, and then Krishna will reciprocate. No, here, you know, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that our Nimai is so merciful that he immediately comes and steals our heart. He is Hari. He is Hari. So we all know, as per Chaitanya Charitamrita, Hari Shabda Nana Arthe Dui Mukhyatam, Hari Shabda Nana Arthe. The meaning of the word Hari has many meanings. One meaning we just saw, Gaura Hari, is lion. Hari means lion. But Hari also means one who steals. So what Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes is, Hari Shabda Nana Arthe Dui Mukhyatam, two are main. What is that? Sarva Amangala Hare. He steals. He steals all the inauspiciousness. And Prema Diye Hariman. And he steals the heart. And when he steals the heart, he gives Prema. He gives Prema. So that is the, these are the two main meanings of the word Hari. Sarva Amangal Hari. First is that the word Hari means to steal, means it takes away all the inauspiciousness. Because here the word Hari means to steal. So it takes away all the inauspiciousness and Prema Diye Hareman, steals the heart of the devotee and fills it with Krishna Prema. Right. Bilva Mangal Thakur also sings in his Chaura Ashtakam, that normally we sing in Purushottam month, right? The Adhik Mas, the Mal Mas that comes after 2.5-3 years, there is Adhik Mas or Purushottam Mas that comes. So it is recommended that we should sing this Chaura Ashtakam. Raje Prasidam Navanita Chauram Gopanganam Chadukula Chauram Aneka Janmar Chitapapa Chauram Chauragradanyam Purusham Namami. Bilva Mangal Thakur is saying, my Krishna is Chaura Agraganyam, you know, first class. He's a first class thief. Why? Vraja Prasidam. He is very, very famous in Vraja. For what? For stealing. Stealing what? Navaneeta. He is stealing butter. He is a butter thief. Then Gopangananam cha Dukula Chauram. He also steals the clothes of all the gopis. Not only that, Anek Janmarjita Papa Chauram. Anek Janmo se, like for many, many millions and millions of our lives, Arjita, we have collected all our sins. Very, very carefully, we have collected all our sins. And those sins, immediately Krishna steals away. Krishna takes away. Anek Janmarjita. Arjita means to Arjan Karna, means to collect. Very, very carefully we have collected all those sins in our millions and millions of lifetimes. And Krishna comes and just in a snap of a second, he steals away that, all our sins. Aneka janmarjita papa chauram chauragraganyam purusham namami. Our Krishna is the first class thief. He's a first class thief. So he steals away the heart. Another reference is when we sing Vibhavari Shesha, right? Then also we sing Ravana Taskara Makhana Taskara Gopi Jana Vastradhari Brajaira Rakhala Gopa Vrindapala Chitta Hari Vamsidhari. Our Vamsidhari, our Krishna, he steals away the chitta, he steals away the heart. So here also, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that how the Lord stole away the hearts of all those who were assembled there. So let's spend some time on this purport. Although pure living entities and conditioned living entities are by nature both the devotees of the Lord, we all know whether we are in the conditioned state or whether we are in the purified state. After all, we are also Satchit Ananda. We are also soul, and the nature of the soul is that soul is Satchit Ananda. But in the conditioned state, what happened? There is a covering. There is a covering that covers that intrinsic nature of that soul. But otherwise, the soul is Satchit Ananda. So the consciousness of the former means of the pure souls, of the pure living entities, has been awakened so that they can feel the love of their eternal worshipable Lord Vishnu. While the later means the conditioned living entities, they always come under the control of Maya. So that means they are always conditioned. There is a lot of coverings are there. So when the conditioned state is overcome, or when all the anarthas are destroyed, a living entity under the shelter of the service can remain pure even while residing in this material world. Right? So this is very, very important. It's not that when we leave this, only then we become pure. Even while staying in this material world, there are devotees who are not touched by the conditioning of this material world, and they are so pure. And therefore, our Prabhupada Saraswati Prabhupada Thakur writes that they are known as Mahabhagavat. Example Prabhupada normally gives in various places, that just like you see a dry coconut. So when there is a dry coconut, the coconut is still in the shell, but that coconut has left the shell. So when you shake it, you can hear that tuck, 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 tuck sound, right? But still that coconut has left the shell, but still it's inside the shell. Similarly, the Mahabhagavat devotees, those pure living entities who have awakened their feeling, their love for their Supreme Lord, and their all anarthas are destroyed, though they are in this material world, but still they are known as Mahabhagavat. And then Prabhupada writes, the Madhyam Bhagavata devotee, now who is not a pure Bhagavat, but a Madhyam Bhagavata, who is also a pure servant of Mahabhagavat. Unless the Kanishta Bhagavat, so we all know these are the three degrees of devotees. That is Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Uttam Adhikari. So Mahabhagavat is Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Bhagavatam is the Madhyam Adhikari, and Kanishta Bhagavat is the Kanishta Adhikari. So when Kanishta Adhikari reaches the stage of Madhyam Bhagavat, he remains the servant of the Madhyam Bhagavat. He always remains the servant of Madhyam Adhikari, even though he may be serving a Mahabhagavat. So even if some devotees, if they are serving the spiritual master, that doesn't mean that just by serving the spiritual master, they have become a Madhyam Adhikari. There may be many devotees after the spiritual master who may be on the level of Madhyam Adhikari, and a Kanishta Adhikari should understand that it's not that I am serving my spiritual master, so I have become greater. No, there are devotees who are still, they are revered, they are important, and they are on the stage of Madhyam Adhikari. Even the Kanishta Adhikari Bhagavat desires his own spiritual progress and is traveling on the eternal perfect path to Vaikuntha, he is superior to the conditioned souls. So Kanishta, what is the nature of Kanishta? That he sees Krishna only in the deities, right? He doesn't see Krishna in the Vaishnavas. They are, Kanishta Adhikaris are little selfish. They want their own spiritual journey. So what Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is writing, that yes, though they are selfish in their own spiritual journey, but they are far better than those who are in the materialistic way of life, who are simply enjoyed in sense gratification, those who are desirous of material enjoyment and liberation. They are far better than these people. But he has faith only in Vishnu, only in the deity form, as the transcendental absolute truth. And this realization qualifies him as Kanishta Adhikari. But when one attains the level of Kanishta Adhikari, he can understand that his spiritual master is situated as a Madhyam Adhikari. And when he attains the level of Madhyamadhikari, he understands that his spiritual master is Mahabhagavat. So this is, you know, you have to understand. The Mahabhagavat have no engagement other than the service of Lord Hari and his devotees. His only service is to worship Supreme Lord, but he also sees Krishna in every devotee. So he always restrains oneself from performing any kind of Vaishnava aparadha. Being attached to objects not related to Krishna, ordinary conditioned souls engage in the service of the external world due to their impure intelligence. And when such persons advance to the level of Kanishtha Adhikari, they dovetail the fruits of their activities and thus cultivate the mixed devotional service, that is Jnana Mishra Bhakti or Karma Mishra Bhakti. They don't come onto the level of pure bhakti. And what is pure bhakti? Anya Vilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Navritam, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. That is the perfect definition given by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So as a foolish conditioned soul is attracted to material objects, a pure living entity situated in devotional service, his constitutional propensity is similarly attracted to the Lord. So even they, what their position is, those who are involved in that materialistic condition, their thinking is that devotional service, right? They regard devotional service to be mundane, to be perverted, to be abominable, and to be illusion. That is the drawback of all the people who are totally engrossed in sense gratification. When they see somebody doing bhakti, they think that they are doing some pakhand. They are doing some, you know, some mundane show they are doing it. They don't understand that this is bhakti that they are doing. They don't understand. They cannot understand. Why? Because their intelligence is 100% covered with the modes of material nature. So they don't understand. And then they make fun. Oh, tum toh bahut bade bhakt ban gaye ho. You have become a very good devotee. You know, I'm feeling such things when I come to India. Right? Recently, as you all know, I'm in India. We could feel that, you know, people try to mock on us. People say, tum toh bahut bade bhakt ban gaye. They don't understand that it's not easy to become a devotee. And we don't even claim that we are a devotee. We just aspire to become a devotee. We are yet not on that platform to be called ourselves to be a devotee. And they think that, well, this is all illusory. You know, this is all mundane, show off, you know, pakhand karo. And those who argue or the foolish people who are expert in material consideration cannot realize the pure form of devotional service. They cannot. They are limited, you know, because they are so much covered, which is eternally that devotional service, which is eternally Satchit Ananda, full of knowledge, bliss, and ultimate goal of the liberated, self-satisfied, swan-like personalities. Rather, they accept devotional service as a mental concoction. So here, important point is that due to this misconception, because they consider that devotional service to be illusion, due to this misconception, ordinary people consider the attraction of Sukadev Goswami, who is the crest jewel of all the learned scholars, they consider that his attraction for Krishna is also material illusion or moha. Now, those people who regard that those who are doing some devotional service, it's just show off, it's just doing some a superficial thing, they think that this is all illusion and they think that this is all moha. And that's why they don't even leave Sukadev Goswami. They consider that Sukadev Goswami, when described the entire 10th canto to Parikshit Maharaj, they consider it to be the love story of a mundane boy and girl. So they themselves are an illusion, but they think that what devotees practice, devotional service, is actually illusion. Vrindavan Das Thakur knows the condition of all those Navadvipvasis. Why? Because they don't have any tinge of understanding of what bhakti is. So therefore, he uses the word moha. He says, Prabhu dekhi bhakta moha swabhavi haya vina anubhave yodasera chittalaya. Therefore, he uses the word moha. He says, yes, If you understand that those devotees are an illusion, well, their illusion is top class. Why? Because that is their intrinsic nature. That is their swabhav. That so-called illusion is top class, because they become stunned when they see the beauty of Krishna or when they perform any devotional services. See, keeping in mind the transcendental happiness derived from serving in the Lord, the author at this juncture uses the word moha, illusion, for the understanding of ordinary people. It is natural for the eternal servants of Krishna to serve Krishna with love and ecstasy. So it is a very beautiful purport, and it's already 12, but let's complete two more verses and then we'll end. Prabhu se apana bhaktera chitta hare e katha bunjite anya jane nahi pare. Materialistic people were unable to understand that how Lord steals the heart of his devotees, how he is chaura agraganya, how he is a first class thief. They failed to understand. Why? Because of lack of faith. They don't have faith, and they are so much conditioned. Their heart is so much conditioned. It's covered with layers and layers and layers of, you know, impressions that they are carrying from their previous lives, that it is so hard. But we devotees know, right, that those layers and layers of dust can be just removed. How? By chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Why? Because we know, we have faith. We have faith on the words of Mahaprabhu, where he says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Right? He says that our chitta, who is like a mirror, which is like a mirror, and so much dust is accumulated, it can immediately be cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now, one may get confused that how Krishna steals the heart, how Krishna sights his, gives his merciful glance, his causeless merciful glance, how Krishna becomes so subservient to his devotees. That Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, this rahasya, this confidential knowledge that how Krishna steals the heart, how Krishna bestows bhakti, how Krishna bestows his merciful glance. Vidita kalina bhagavate parikshit shunilena sukhdevahaita. Ye rahasya, this confidential knowledge, this mystery was disclosed by Mahabhagavata devotee who was known as Sukhdev Goswami. To whom? To Parikshit Maharaj, who was also Mahabhagavata. In Srimad Bhagavatam. And prasanga sunah bhagavat tera akhyana shuka parikshete rasamvada anupama. And now Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, I want to give you with reference from Srimad Bhagavatam that how Krishna steals the heart of his devotees. Sorry. How Krishna bestows his merciful glance, how Krishna becomes subservient to his devotees. This rahasya, this confidential knowledge, he says, now I will tell you, prasanga suna, now hear this discussion, the matchless discussion between two Mahabhagavats, that is Sukhdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj from Srimad Bhagavatam. So from 47 onwards, the entire beautiful narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam will be explained, where the point will be very deeply explained that how Krishna steals the heart, how he casts his merciful sidelong glance to his devotees, how he himself becomes subservient to his devotees, and how the devotees, they just lose all their external consciousness and get absorbed in their internal consciousness of being a servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. So thank you all so much. We'll stop here. So from tomorrow, we'll continue from text number 47. So thank you all so much. Thank you for all your wonderful, blissful association. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Kirtada Sundari Mataji. What a fabulous class. Very, very power packed as always. It was so nicely put through in your voice and your conviction. And I really liked when you about how one must be in touch with the deities. The way it was so heartfelt, Mataji, it's really. Also, the point when one saw it, forgot it. One's intelligence actually stops functioning when they get darshan of the Supreme. Then you even forgot Harikatha. So that is true. I mean, how the Lord's beauty can actually stun a person. The entire section was very nicely dealt with. And Radha Prabhaka Paksha, that everything, pretty much everything, was so relevant. And yes, these are very understood by human men, but as you said, as so conditioned, we really don't understand what people are doing. Yeah, very true, every word you said is wonderful. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your very valuable experience.
Thank you so much, Lakshmi Mataji, for giving me this opportunity.
It's yours, Mataji. Yeah. So we open up the forum now for questions and answers and any comments you may want to share. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for coming back. I was missing you a lot, especially when the class is over. First person to talk was you. And if Preeti Mataji and you are there, sometimes Preeti Mataji speaks, but when Preeti Mataji speaks, you are the first person to give the comments and realizations. I was missing you when last two, three times. So Mataji has spoken maybe two times or one. I don't remember exactly how many times she spoke. I was badly missing you at that moment. And thank you, Mataji. Such a beautiful class. So many lessons we learned, that how we have to give the Vaishnavas first preference when we are worshipping deity. When Vaishnava is there, we at least, you know, offer our obeisances and then continue our service. That really, I like that point. And also, 25 moons, 10, 10, 25 or 24, Mataji? 24 and a half moons. You said you will learn in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know. I just learned today. Thank you so much, Mataji. And the author's composition, right? We see like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was comparing like that. And now Vrindavan Das Thakur is comparing so high. You know, one tone nails to be so much moons. So nice, Mataji. And very detailed explanation of every verse. We are very, very grateful to you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
From all the way from India.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Actually, I was the one who was missing everything. But thank you so much for your very, very kind and encouraging words. And I'll give you the reference where I just searched. It is Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can search for Madhya Leela, chapter number 21, and it is verse number 126, where these 24 and a half moons of Krishna is described. So I repeat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 21, verse number 126.
Thanks, Mataji.
Yes, Parima Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for your wonderful service, especially from India, because we are in such a different environment. So I can understand, but you're so sincere. Mataji, I had this one question. Suppose if there is a Madhyam Adhikari, there is a Madhyam Adhikari and his disciple is a Kanishtha Adhikari. If that Kanishtha Adhikari disciple, with doing his bhajan and by following everything, if he happens to become like an Uttam Adhikari, just in case. So how can he regard his guru as who is a Madhyam Adhikari? I still have that little bit of confusion when you were discussing that, you know, in the middle.
So Mataji, in this regard, Guru Vakya is Mahavakya, one should understand. One's spiritual master is the highest. In this regard, there is a very beautiful pastime, that of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya, we all know that he was initiated, his Diksha master was Bipin Bihari.
Bihari Goswami, yes.
But we all know that who is Bhakti,
yeah.
Vinod,
right? Yes.
So he is a Kamal Manjari in the spiritual world. So later he accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as his spiritual master. But when he accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as a spiritual master, it's not that he disregarded Vipin Bihari Lal Goswami, right? He still regarded him as a spiritual master. He didn't, he didn't say no to all his instructions also. So he regarded, though he know, now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a Uttam Adhikari, but Vipin Bihari was like, you can understand, right?
Yeah.
So, regarded. He still regarded him as his spiritual master. Still on the pages it is that Vipin Bihari Goswami was the spiritual master, the Diksha spiritual master of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in that regard, you know, if we have taken Diksha, now like you take another example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took Diksha from Ishwarapuri. And he took Diksha from Keshava Bharati. So definitely Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Like, who can give
to Mahaprabhu? Yes.
But still, when they accept the Diksha, when they accept instructions, at that time, they regard him as the spiritual master. And from that time onwards to their entire life, that spiritual master is the spiritual master. One should take instructions, one should bow down, even though that spiritual master is on the level of Madhyam Adhikari. Because we have taken Diksha. Diksha Kale Bhakta Kare Atma Samarpan. At that time, the Diksha Kale, at the time of initiation, the devotee just surrenders himself to the spiritual master. So that should be the case. We should understand that my spiritual master is Mahabhagavat, period. Even though somebody can say that they are Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari, or whosoever Adhikari is, for a devotee, for a disciple, the spiritual master is a Mahabhagavat. And one should also follow his instructions. Otherwise, it will be a Guru Avagya. It will be an aparad of disobeying the orders of the spiritual master. Hope you got it, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. I mean, just a follow-up on that. Mataji, sometimes, you know, when differences also can arise when your level increases more than your guru. Because their understanding also becomes different. For example, Bhaktivinoda Thakur did have a kind of little bit of disagreement with Vipin Bihari Goswami when actually Vipin Bihari Goswami said something against Raghunath Das Goswami. I think that I have read somewhere.
Yes, there were certain discrepancies arose between both of them, but still Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't commit a Vaishnava aparad by...
So, yeah. But you still regard him as a guru only, right?
Exactly.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Who's Bhaktivinoda Thakur? People like us, people like me, never can
know. Yeah, we cannot basically scan the heights they achieved, basically, right? At least at this level. But yeah, it's true, Mataji. You still have to regard them as your spiritual master and offer your respects. Yeah, okay, Mataji. Thanks for clarifying that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Can I follow up on this conversation?
Yes. Thank you, Mataji, please.
Yeah, I just want to confirm what you said or my understanding of what you said. So I think in the class you said that Mahabhagavat always means Uttama Adhikari, is that true? Okay, and so a disciple will always regard their guru as Mahabhagavat, which means Uttama Adhikari.
Yes.
And so even if, because I think in our recent times here, there has been, I'm thinking of which guru that is, but I don't want to mention the name in case I'm wrong. So there was a guru who did regard their disciple as having surpassed him, you know. So even though a guru might regard his disciple as having surpassed himself, the disciple will never, right, do the same.
As the Goswami was later pointed out, you know, that who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur would leave, he would also pay his obeisances because he knew now who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So yeah. Guru got his disciple to surpass his limits, his heights, but disciple will still consider his spiritual master to be as Mahabharata.
And is there ever, or has there ever been a disciple who, yes, although always regarding his spiritual master as Uttama Adhikari or Mahabharata, has there ever been a disciple who has considered himself to be Uttama Adhikari? Yeah, I wonder if that exists.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would think probably not. You know. Yeah. You know. But
because the first criteria of Uttama Adhikari is the Uttama Adhikari thinks himself to be the lowest of the lowest of the lowest.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that makes sense. That makes sense.
He goes on to the level of Uttama Adhikari when he understands that I am nothing, and everybody, he feels everybody is devotee, but I am not a devotee.
Uttama
Adhikari might claim himself, but Uttama Adhikari will never claim himself. Never.
You said who might claim himself? Who might?
He might claim
to be
on to the level of Madhyama Adhikari.
Oh yeah.
But Uttama Adhikari will think that everybody is Uttama and I am Adhama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And same for Uttama. Okay, I think that was it. Yeah, I was going to ask you about the 24 and a half moons reference, but you gave that already. Madhya 126.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I see one chat.
Hare Krishna, Chikriti Dasandru Mataji, Koti Koti Dandat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, please pray for all of us that in Kartik month we all are qualified to enter in Shidam Vrindavan Dham by the mercy of Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani.
Yes, Mataji, I'll pray for all of you. I know you have great plans of coming to Shri Vrindavan Dham in Kartik, but right now I want all of you to pray because it's been 10-12 days that I've been in India and I have yet not touched Vrindavan Dham, though Vrindavan Dham is only geographically 4 hours away because I'm in Delhi, but I have still not got the opportunity to enter. So please, heart.
You are very special soul, Mataji. Every day you are taking Shidam Vrindavan Dham. Sure, definitely within 1 or 2 days you enter in a Dham. You explained so nicely about stolen the heart of Lord Krishna and Srimati Shishi Radharani, Shishi Chaurastakam, Shishi Radhastakam, and all the Madhyama Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari, and Mataji. So much potency in your class day by day, Mataji, taking us in a Shidam Mayapur Dham, Shishi Vrindavan Dham, Koti Koti Dhanbat Pranam to your sincere Seva. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki Jai, Gopinath ki Jai. Thank you, Ejikriti Dasmuri Mataji. Thank you very much for your sincere seva. Take us in a Dham.
Thank you so much.
Mataji. Same from me. Dandavat Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Gurudev. I just love you, Mataji. Anything comes from your mouth, I love. Even if it's about Chaitanya Neta or any other katha, you're just so beautiful, Mataji. Your voice, your words, everything you're reading out of the book. I just love you, Mataji. I just love you. Hare Krishna. Your blessing to this world, to this earth. Thank you.
Mataji, I'm not a blessing, but with all your association, I can aspire to be a devotee. Thank you so much. Thank you for your very, very kind.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I'm sorry, but I just have to come back to that subject again. Because after we finished, I was just thinking about the fact that even though Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, I think, Kamala Manjari, as you mentioned, right? Yes. In the spiritual, he's a siddha, nitya siddha. And despite that position, you know, and despite the fact that I think he had some issue with his own Diksha Guru, he would still not consider himself Uttama Adhikari.
Of course not. That's the quality of Uttama Adhikari.
Yeah. I know that's the reconciliation, but I just still find that,
yes,
you know, kind of very interesting that even a person who is a Nitya Siddha would still consider himself possibly a Madhyama Adhikari, and who knows, maybe even lower, considering their humility, you know? And even despite the fact that he had some issues with his Diksha Guru, you know? So that really, I feel, highlights the humility of an actual Uttama Adhikari.
Thank you, Gaurangi Mataji.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. And may you reach Vrindavan.
Thank you.
Immediately. Today.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Mataji is always in Vrindavan. She is never out of Vrindavan.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your
blessing. That's true. That was my mistake. Sorry. Thank you.
Mataji, I agree with you totally. Vrindavan with her always. Mataji, koti koti dandvat pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. Whatever you explain very deeply, it touches my heart, Mataji. It's very nice.
Thank you, Mataji.
Koti koti dandvat pranam.
Hare Krishna, dandvat pranam, Seshamati Mataji. Okay, happy to see you, Kamodiki Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances.
My humble obeisances. Thank you very much, Mataji. Very, very wonderful. So you went on vacation? I know you don't take vacation. Go to only places.
I'm always on vacation.
Yeah, always in Vrindavan. That's why. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so thank you all so much. You can stop here.
Manjhakapatarupisya. I don't know who was.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so
thank
much.
You, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Bye-bye.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.